Walt Disney World Memories Podcast, Memory 142, Maelstrom.
Today's memory is made possible by the recurring supporters. These are listeners like you that are helping to ensure that we can continue to produce high-quality family entertainment as we've been doing since 2006. As a thank you for their generosity, these supporters receive gifts from me like ad-free and early access to episodes. If you would like to find out how to join the recurring supporters for as little as $1 a month, visit our website at www.memories.net/support. You can now become a supporter directly through Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Patreon, as well as many other ways. I hope you can agree that the work we have put into the show is worth it and would consider a small support donation. Again, to find out how you can help, go to www.memories.net/support.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello and welcome to Memory 142 of the WDW Memories Podcast. My name is Lou and I'll once again be your host as we take this journey into another Walt Disney World memory. So summer vacation has begun here in Kentucky and all I can think about is, when are we heading to Florida? Just so I'm setting expectations, we won't be getting to visit Walt Disney World on this trip since we did already spend a whole week there this year. Instead, we'll just enjoy making memories of fun at the beach. Thankfully, we still have plenty of memories to relive. So let's continue our day in Epcot, shall we? For those just joining us, we're spending a rainy day in Epcot in early March of 2014. It's Flower and Garden Festival, but crowds are light, a 3 out of 10 on touringplans.com, and the rain from the morning has given way to a beautiful afternoon and now a gorgeous sunset. In Memory 141, we stumbled on a Mariachi Cobre performance inside Mexico before catching a ride on Gran Fiesta Tour starring the Three Caballeros. As we exit the ride, we'll stop at the next pavilion on the promenade, Norway, to catch a ride on the original Maelstrom. We'll join the memory as we're just now walking up to the Norway pavilion. Anna and Elsa have taken over a nearby building for a meet and greet, and the lines are insane, 4+ hours. But we'll manage to not let Susie hear that, otherwise our plans would be very different. So we're able to slip straight into line, and in minutes we're aboard our boat. The kids are troopers and willing to do just about anything. They'll manage to avoid the trolls without fear, and even stick it out through an old film that begins with those harsh, loud chords. Also, Mommy and Daddy can enjoy a ride on this now extinct version, although we didn't really know it at the time. As the movie ends, we'll step back outside into the promenade and begin to make our way around to China, where we'll meet back up with Tracy's parents who split off to go catch the American Adventure. The old Maelstrom ride never really made much sense to me. There was always this push and pull between what felt like two attractions, and then there's this movie on top of that didn't really help anything. It was still always fun for our family growing up, though. I remember our family waiting for almost an hour for this ride. When it first opened, it was pretty much the only thrill attraction Epcot had, so everyone wanted to go on it. Now, it's just sort of fallen behind in the times, and no updates, and the attraction just is always left as it was. And the movie, well, you'll hear Tracy and me discussing how it really doesn't make much sense. It really kind of is hard to follow. Norway really missed an opportunity to show off so much of that beautiful country. I'm hopeful that Anna and Elsa won't remove all the direct ties to Norway, but do more like, you know, Martin Short does in Canada and help us still get to go experience the country of Norway. So what are your favorite memories of the original Norway attraction? Did you ever wait a long time for it? Did you ever wait to see Anna and Elsa here? You know, please come share with all of us, and while you're at it, leave me some feedback on the show simply by visiting the WDW Memories website at wdw-memories.net. There you can find out how to contact me, leave feedback on the show, connect with me on social media, or maybe view some of my photos and videos. And don't forget, you can always reach me on the voicemail line at 336-WDW-MEM-0 and leave your memories and feedback that way. If you like the show and want to help others find it, a review on iTunes will help move us up that search results list, or maybe mention us in a tweet on Facebook, on Google+, on Pinterest, or whatever your social media of choice is to help get the word out about the show. And finally, if you'd like to help support this podcast in some small way, you can click the donate button where you'll be redirected to PayPal. Here you can make a one-time donation or a recurring donation of any amount you like. And don't forget to check out those affiliate links on the website for other great information that also helps support the show. Some of those funds have already gone to the purchase of the new recorder, which has greatly improved the quality of my in-park recordings. So today's memory isn't binaural as usual, so I'd suggest putting on those headphones to fully immerse yourself in the memory. Now sit back, relax, close your eyes, and come with me as we catch a ride on the original Epcot Thrill Ride.
To tickle you? Okay. Tickle you? Okay. Oh, tickle you? Okay.
I know.
Oh, no, 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 no. You're doing good. Come on, Mikey. Come on. All right. That's my boy. Seriously? Then what are you playing? You playing kidding? Gotta watch where you're walking.
You can actually see Anna and Elsa next to you.
I was gonna lift her up and walk by. Thank you. Number two.
Can
Like food. No.
Never gotten wet on this ride. Maybe a drop accidentally. And I'm still not sure it wasn't my brother spitting.
For your safety, remain.
You are not the first to pass this way. Last. Those who seek the spirit of Norway face peril and adventure, but more often find beauty and charm. We have always been with the sea, so look first to the spirit of the seafarer.
Has always been, really, always been adventure.
They're gonna be close. What's up? Yeah. Yeah.
Please remain seated.
Please watch your step as you exit to your right. Coming up next, I'm worried about Norway.
Hop out. Go ahead. Thank you. You want to see it?
Born and challenged. In a thousand years of challenging the seas. Sense of timelessness. Spirit lives in daring. It lives in our traditions.
Shame.
Yeah, I know.
Thank you for visiting our theater.
And it's a 30-year-old movie film about dead people and computers. I don't even understand it.
For those of you who just arrived, the movie will start in about 2 minutes.
Little boy's seeing its history and understanding its spirit.
But the helicopter and the guest, you know.
That's where they are today.
What?
That's where they are today. That's how they have conquered the water. I was texting your mother. How bad's the wait actually running?
It's actually close for the.
But I know that, but how long, what would y'all reach at your height?
6 hours was the tops. Average was probably 2.5.
Ouch. You want to dance? How about we go find our stroller? It's right back here. Stop, Mikey. Stop. Come I saw that. All right, so mom and dad are going to meet us here in China. I just sent them here, so it's going to be a minute before they get here, I think. But yes. Beijing style candied strawberries. Beijing style candied strawberries. Take them into the gardens.
Where are you going?
I'm going to kind of hang out here and watch. Usually have some fish in the pond too. Bye. Okay. Come here, kiddos. Stop. Come here. Oh, there's Grandma and Grandpa. Come here, Mikey boy. Just looking at the pretty gardens.
Did you have a fun time on that little Mexican ride?
We went on the Mexican and the Norwegian.
Say bye right into that.
Bye.
Good job.